Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Toucher. No police were called.
And Rich.
I am a somewhat of a superhero.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Toucher and Rich's.
Toucher and Rich, who are a bunch of sports yahoos.
The best moments of 2018.
Cherish the memories.
Yahoos.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can also watch us on the Twitch application. Which is good. Ain't cost you nothing. And you can watch the show. It's not as fancy as the TVs, but it's we get credit. Mm-hmm. So if you watch, it counts on our ratings, which is nice. Rich, what are we playing here? We've given the people over the last 300 some odd days so much entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to parse it down. Because we've given so much free entertainment to the people. But what, Rich, are we going to discuss today?
It was the very first edition of our new segment that we debuted this year, Sports Hub Cribs.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Well, listen, it's do we have
we have been doing something where we thought, in order to put it more out there so you can kind of see the way we all live, we would do something that we are calling 98.5 of Sports of Cribs, and we are doing different people every week, and this week, we have someone I've been looking forward to.
It's Sports Hub Cribs. Today's episode...
Can I speak to a senior?
Bird.
How's the roast beef?
Okay, so we travel all the way to the scenic land of Everett. Where a bird indeed lives in a home with how many other people? Bird picked a perfect time to leave the studio.
No, Bird lives in home. He has himself a bedroom. He leaves right when the bit's about him.
Oh, he says it in the audio? Okay.
Okay, so Bird Bird lives in the house that he grew up in. You know how we did Sarge's apartment, and that was like his own apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Not only does Bird not have an apartment, he has but a bedroom. So here we go. Nick, young sick Nicholas, walks into Bird's room, and here's what we got.
This is the next installment of Cribs.
Yep. This is Lily.
Hi.
That's Boo. He's happy to see you. He's just timid.
Ooh.
Hey, no, he's just scared. He's fine.
Sounds like the opposite of timid. I don't think that's the right word.
Nick's throat is in danger.
I'll tell you this, is that, if you... Natick's poodle is the Everett's Rottweiler. But don't worry about him. He's unclipped and untrained.
Did you hear that growling dog? I don't know if that's really safe to put around someone like Nick with his heart condition that he has.
I'll tell you what, they could bite his heart out.
He's happy to see you. He's just timid.
Ooh.
Hey, he's just scared. He's fine. Stop. Boo's a rescue dog.
Okay.
And he's very timid, obviously.
Can you imagine how scared everyone is in Bird's house when they hear Boo? Like, hey, Boo! There's a ghost in here.
He's a very timid dog.
Hey, Boo!
Oh, I thought it was a ghost. This place haunted?
That's why I bought the van. It's a mystery machine.
So where are we right now?
Everett.
Everett. How many rooms?
About five.
Five rooms?
Yeah. Three rooms, two baths.
Okay. How many people live here?
My parents, my sister, and me.
Describe some of the things that we're seeing here. Okay?
So we have a flat screen TV on the wall. We have the old school piano. How old is this piano, Ma?
What is all this noise? There's power drills. There's some sort of...
There's like a roller coaster.
There's some sort of like weeping living thing.
Somebody's
an old school piano. How old is this piano, Ma?
Look,
what the hell's going on?
Oh, that's your nephew. He's got a one-year-old nephew there, and apparently somebody making a wood carving out of a tree trunk kitchen.
It sounds to me like it's just, don't worry about that. That's just our locked room. It's haunted.
It's like Gammon's house.
Yeah. It's haunted. But I forget it.
Seen twice, so it's almost 100 years old. No one plays the piano. It's just there. That cat right there, this is Buddy.
Okay.
He runs the streets. And Mr. T is not here. I don't know where he is. He's probably pulling down the streets. They take shifts. Basic kitchen. Nice granite. So, funny story. My mother just got these done. And my buddy Chris opened it with his bottle opener. And she was pissed.
That's a great story.
It is. She was bullying
him. Wait, what?
What just happened?
I don't know.
What just happened?
It's a funny story. Get ready. It's going to blow your mind. My buddy Chris said she just got these granite, and then my buddy Chris used a bottle opener to open it, and my mom got pissed.
Can you isolate that sound? So is that a circular saw in the background?
Oh, yeah. They're making a new GIMP room.
This is a kitchen / living room / garage.
You ever see the Goonies? This is like the brother that no one gets to see. When we have company over, we lock him in there.
He's got sloth. He's got sloth in the basement.
If you go down there, there's treasure.
Why don't you help me out and like describe some of the more unique things that are in the house?
You know, pots and pans. As you can see, there's a bunch of desserts for my nephew's birthday.
Well, can you describe some unique things in your house? Oh, pots and pans.
Here's a wall.
Yeah, we got windows. Pots and pans. That's like an Everett. That's like the biggest luxury.
It's like bragger. now you're just peacocking with your pots and pans.
I'll tell you, Bird's a little concerned now that someone's going to come and break in because they know that he's got pots and pans. What's unique about your house? Oh, we got pots. Shh. Don't use that. Don't let anyone know we have pots and pans. Oh, Bird, how nice with your pots and pans.
Like the Monopoly guy of Everett.
What? Yeah, where's your monocle?
Why don't you help me out and like describe some of the more unique things that are in the house?
You know, pots and pans, as you can see, there's a bunch of desserts for my nephew's birthday.
So, yeah, pots and pans, huh?
Yeah, and a coffee maker that I never drink.
What is this coffee you speak of? What is that from? Is that from some remote Greek island?
I'm trying to start it with my mind, but it's not working. What is this futuristic device?
Is this our frankincense machine. What do you have? We have a coffee maker? Now, it's weird. You see, coffee, you put water in it, and then you put the coffee in it, and then when it comes out, it's like coffee juice. The water goes through the coffee. I don't know how. Forget it. Pots and pans. I feel like the pots and pans are just laying all over the place.
A living room, seats six, the whole family.
You mean the dining room?
Whatever, living room, dining room, it's all the same to me. What, buddy? What's the matter? Yeah. You want to come with us? Come on, get the toilet together. So, quick, funny story.
Okay, so real quick. So you just took your one-year-old nephew with you. Okay, so you're holding your one-year-old nephew. Okay,
so he's got his one-year-old nephew. All right.
You'll see the TV upstairs in my room. So the TV in my room upstairs just went black, and my father had to get this replaced immediately. So I took the old TV, I found a TV repair shop. I paid like $200 to get it repaired, and he's pissed that I have it in my room now. Messy bed.
What's on your bed? What's all the dust and stuff?
No, that's lint. Because I washed this.
Because I go to sleep every night in my Everett High School jersey.
You're not far off.
Okay.
From what I've been told.
Oh, boy. Al Bundy Bird.
Messy bed.
What's on your bed? What's all the dust and stuff?
No, it's lint. Because I washed this and there was lint all over it. I was using a lint brush for like a good week, but I just gave up on it.
We have a...
He lint brushes his sheets.
You did it for a week and just gave up. That's like, a lot of lint if a week didn't take
like
care
a literally a week of 12-hour days with a lint brush.
You see, he was using it on his wall by accident.
Well, the pots and pans. I don't know what... It's a lint brush. Ma, clean the pots and pans.
Who has bed lint?
I don't know, but the next time I need to clean the sheets, maybe I'll hawk a coffee machine.
We have a 50-inch TV in here.
Yes, that's the TV that my father couldn't live without for 2 weeks. This is my work desk.
How often do you use this work desk?
Oh, my God. Can you only imagine? This is why I practice slicing bananas.
I don't want you, Fred, I don't want you to look at it until it's over, but I tweeted out a photo of the desk.
What's your work desk? I don't know. I'm doing a lot of coloring right now. I'm going through a phase. Like, work desk. I don't have a work desk.
How often do you use this work desk?
Once or twice a week.
What do you do?
Just Google stuff.
So Googling stuff is considered work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a desk. Why? I got to Google.
That does sound important.
I just Google stuff. How many marshmallows is the record for fitting in your mouth?
Yeah, I would love to just see his Google history. Like, what bird's Googling?
What is air? Explain space to me.
How did the Everett monolith get here from the sky? It says
all-time Everett High School players. Please, 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 please. Wikipedia. Please put Bird High School to touchdown. Touchdown, 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 touchdown.
All right, what else do we have?
This is a toy gag. So you put the booze in here. Watch, ready?
A toy what?
A toy gag? It's like a...
It's like an S&M tool?
It's like, is that a ball gag?
All right, what else do we have?
This is a toy gag. So you put the booze in here. Watch, ready?
Don't.
I didn't point it at him.
No, yeah, but it's loud.
He doesn't care.
He's a baby.
Exactly. I'm sorry, buddy. Oh, you're right. You're right. So I hit the mini fridge right here.
He shot the one-year-old? Is that what is happening?
No, he's just got this stupid gun, and he's firing it all over the place. And young Jamelli, who's no scientist, figured out pretty quick that that was going to scare the baby.
And of course, the baby freaks out.
All right, I got to decipher what he says here.
You're right. So I get the mini fridge right here.
I have a meat fridge?
I have a mini fridge.
Oh, a mini
so
fridge.
So he's just ignoring it. The baby's losing
he's
his
just
mind.
Just continuing. Move on. Move on. Don't worry.
I got to hear the go back. I want to hear
here. Ma! And he just tosses the baby down.
He just slides it down the banister.
Ma, I'm doing something. I'll put it through the dumb waiter.
Put the booze in here. Watch, ready?
Don't.
I didn't point it at him.
No, yeah, but it's loud.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
We're
he's a baby.
Family.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, buddy. Oh, you're right. You're right. So I get the mini fridge right here.
Hold on.
He's fine. I bought this in Maine. I refuse to drink it.
This is going on the radio, so you have to tell me what it is.
It's a Monster Energy drink. It's about the 32 ounces. You don't see these in Massachusetts.
What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You put that as the centerpiece.
Hold on.
You only break that. It's like the fine china.
They're only available in... It's like...
I've never seen one of these.
It's like Smokey and the Bandit. I had my buddy Sully drive it all the way from Denver.
Oh, my God.
You can't find him here. It's like a Van Gogh. Oh, it's funny you should ask. Where did I get the big can? Oh, I don't know. It's a big Monster Energy can. You can't get him here.
Is your girlfriend horrified by your room? Because it's a mess.
Some people say it's a mess, but it's... What's that word I'm looking for? People say it's like good for smart people. You know what I mean? No, dirty rooms are good. I forget the word. A dirty room's a good room or something? A smart room?
Sure. We have a bathroom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Look at that. You have a squatty potty.
Someone gave it to me. It was a gag gift.
Well, it's not really a gag gift if you're actually using it.
Yeah, but most gag gifts are mostly useful.
Okay.
Hang on, stop. Stop picturing this. Do you use the squatty potty? Oh, my God. Okay, so you have, like, a tiny potty. that you use? Is it hooked up to plumbing or
what? No. It's a squatty thing.
I know it is, but you use it?
No, you put your legs up on it. You go to the bathroom in a real toilet.
Yeah, I pull it out and put my feet on it. That's it. Once in a while. It's helped the poop to come out easier.
Yeah. We were talking about this the other day for some reason in the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what they say about a messy room?
It's smart room.
It's for smart people.
All right, cool. Well, that's it.
All right, well, there you have it.
It's Sports Hub Chris. Today's episode is right. Senior Bird. How's the roast beef?
I don't know. I do know, however, that Bird does have a way with kids.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's a baby.
I'm sorry, buddy. Oh, you're right.
You're cool. You're all right.
Yeah, come on. Get with it, kid. Stop being such a puss.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Mike Gorman, of course, is the longtime voice of the Celtics on NBC Sports Boston. He's kind enough to join us at this time every Wednesday. Mr. Gorman, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are well. What are your plans for the holidays? What are you, there, a Christian celebrating Christmas or what?
We are, but we got a game on Christmas Day.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah, I know, but a terrible time, too. 5:30 just kind of blows up the whole day.
Oh, my goodness. The NBA shouldn't do that. The NHL doesn't.
Yeah, I know. I know. I disagree with the NBA policy around Christmas and Easter. We always seem to play on both of those holidays.
Yeah, everyone should be watching Death Wish on Christmas Day. They don't need any of that basketball stuff.
Is there a Death Wish extravaganza on somewhere on USA?
That's exactly what it's called. It's a Death Wish extravaganza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
the dude with the mustache comes out.
Charles Bronson?
Is like, Merry Christmas, everybody. All right, okay, guns.
It's kind of like Die Hard. Death Wish 1 was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was a Christmas movie.
Well, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into that. Sure. All right. Mr. Gorman, there's talk.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. There is talk around NBA circles about a 4-point line. And, in fact, the people have gone so far that the 76ers and Hawks are actually practicing with a 4-point line. This is reported by several sources.
I saw this morning. What are they saying? Because I know when the Harlem Globetrotters do it, it's just like two little circles that are on either, like, corner where half court meets, like, where the benches would be.
Well, it says Atlanta has paid.
Sponsored, too.
Yeah, right. They're sponsored, yes.
Well, and then they put the basketball up their jersey. They go, yeah, I'm pregnant. Atlanta has painted a 4-point line 5 feet behind the 3-point line on its practice court. And, okay. And so the 76ers have done it as well.
That's for Stephen Curry. That's about it.
They're saying it's for Young. They're saying it's for, that they're doing it for Trae Young.
Trae Young is the first of the Curry copycats to make the league, and there's going to be a lot more coming along because all these little kids now want to shoot threes all the time instead of taking the ball to the basket. But if they put a 4-point line in, that'll be I'll come join you guys as a regular in the morning when that starts, cause, and then the game's getting to be like a circus.
Yeah, they're not seriously considering that, right? I mean, when you read that article, because I have not seen the entirety of it.
No, I can't believe they are. I can't believe it.
No, they are.
Okay,
no, they seriously are.
I know, are they calling it a 4-point line so they can practice potential plays like the one that Kyrie Irving did the other day over John Wall?
No, they're
where it's just a complete unexpected 3-point shot.
There is an anticipation, and Mr. McComb, tell me if I am wrong, but there is an anticipation throughout the league that they're going to install a 4-point line. You don't believe that?
I don't think so.
I don't believe that, no.
It was the front page of ESPN.com. I mean, teams are practicing.
Well, that's even more reason not to believe it.
Hey, you just made a lot of Patriots fans very happy saying that.
Fake news.
ESPN lies.
Fake news.
That's right.
As they say.
But besides...
Well, he hasn't answered the question.
Okay.
So if they put in a 4-point line, you're out.
I'm out.
All right, so you're going to retire. From your current
game. I'm going to retire, man. I've got to try to pitch your station to come join you guys.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it.
Wallace will be doing some big-time NBA job by then, so he will be around.
Yeah, well, he's in his 50s. I wouldn't guess that they're going to come running for that. I think that his opportunities to start anything new have pretty much died out. You know what we really want is a 60-year-old who hasn't done this before.
It's not very nice that here to defend himself, Fred.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he'd do a great job if he was.
Maybe you're right. But as far as the new rules, you've got to be liking the new 14-second offensive rebound rule, correct? I mean, I've enjoyed it. It's made the offensive explosion kind of what it has been this year. What did you think?
Yeah, I like that a lot. It speeds the game up. Speeds the number of possessions up in the game. The NBA has really goosed the offense, and it shows with the numbers. I mean, people are putting up. I turned it off last night at the half, but I actually had the Denver. Who did Denver play last night? Dallas came on. It was like 72-68 at the half. These are going back to the old-fashioned Doug Moe Denver Nugget days where people score 120, 130 points regularly in regulation. But that the offensive rebounding, you save 10 seconds every time somebody gets an offensive rebound. That allows for a lot more possessions over the course of the game, and that's a good thing.
All right, well, there was an interesting article, or there's been a few articles that have been written lately, because when you look at what the Celtics have done over the past several weeks, it seems like they've righted the ship, obviously. Almost everyone has gone on a trajectory of improvement except Jaylen Brown. Now, when he first got back and came off the bench, it was great. He was explosive. He was going to the rim, which we hadn't seen him do for a while. But I think there's still an air of disappointment as far as what they thought he would be this year. What do you think the issue is there? Is it what do you think it is? I'll just leave it an open-ended question.
Well, he's been hurt. You have to put that at the top of the list. He has been hurt a lot. Someone was going to have to suffer with Gordon Hayward coming back and being able to play as much as he was and is now, and Kyrie having the ball as much as he was. It just made sense that guys from last year who had got 20 shots a game and now suddenly going to get 14 shots a game. Guys who play 35 minutes a game, I don't think there are many who play 35 minutes, but the minutes are going to be cut too because they've added two primary players. So I would say Jaylen has been affected most by that. And that combined with his injuries has made for an inconsistent season at best for him. Still a really good player. Is a name you always hear being tossed around that other teams are really interested in. Certainly if they put an Anthony Davis package together, there's a good chance he might be part of that. But everybody might be part of that if they think they can get Anthony Davis.
Doesn't the conversation start with Jason Tatum with that? I mean, I keep hearing that, which I don't think anybody's got a problem with. I mean, Anthony Davis is Anthony Davis. But isn't he kind of the starting point?
Yeah, I think it is the starting point. And I think it will be the finishing point for the Celtics. I don't think they will trade him as part of a package for Anthony Davis. But I do think the thing is, if you're in New Orleans, if Anthony Davis expresses to you that he's not going to re-sign with you, you need draft picks because you're going to start from scratch and build up. So Jason obviously would want, but the Celtics have a number of first round draft picks that they can dangle in front of people and put together some other package. But again, I don't think Jason Tatum he's not untouchable because nobody in this world is untouchable anymore, but he can see untouchable from where he is.
How are you feeling about that? Because it's funny, I'm actually looking up at one of the TVs and they're talking about it right now. This is the story that won't go away. And just, I want to put the disclaimer out there.
Who's the 4-point shot or Jason?
No, the Anthony Davis thing. I did not bring this up.
Stop making fun of me.
It is on the front cover.
All I'm doing is reading.
Yes, you are. So the Anthony, Anthony Davis thing.
See, I can't see you. He's on a TV anymore. I can't see you.
We're on a thing called Twitch.
Yeah, I know. I just heard that this morning. You mentioned that. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah,
Twitch is a big gaming channel.
It is.
Yes,
it is.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You're hip with the kids. I know Heinsohn's on it all the time during the games.
Yeah.
So
I want to see Bronzy.
He can do that stuff.
Oh, of course he can. All right. So Anthony Davis, the thing that came out this week is that he is there's basically two teams that he's considering: Lakers, Celtics. Which one do you think? The way that Anthony, I mean, just from what you know of Anthony Davis, what do you think would be most attractive to him? I also don't know what the Lakers could possibly give the Pelicans for in a trade.
That's a big question from the Lakers' point of view. I don't know what they could give him either. I think he would probably lean towards Boston because I think there's a much better chance of winning immediately in Boston than there would be in L.A. if he went there. And, you know, as much as I am a fan of his, you read more and more and more. People just don't want to play with LeBron. So I don't know whether Anthony Davis is in that camp or not, but there's certainly been a lot of people who have expressed the desire to stay away from LeBron as opposed to be with LeBron. So put that all together. And again, if Anthony Davis leaves New Orleans, he leaves New Orleans because he wants to win a championship. Certainly it's a nice city to play in. It's not a bad place to live. So he would be looking for a championship, and the championship's going to come to Boston much quicker than it's going to come to the Lakers.
Well, do you believe what Durant said about LeBron James when he said that people don't want to play with him because they don't want to be? I think he was specifically talking about the prospect of Kawhi Leonard going and playing with the Lakers. Do you believe that they don't want to be, you know, second banana, and that he's got these strange fanboys that, you know, worship the ground he walks in, and according to Durant, they're all very annoying? There's got to be some truth in that, correct?
Well, sure there is, because they all want to be the alpha male. And, you know, if you play on a team with LeBron, you're not going to be the alpha guy. He's it. So if you're Kawhi Leonard or if you're Anthony Davis, you can go to another team and be the guy. And that's the whole reason these guys hold out, because that's what they want to do, is they want to be the guy. So, I could see Anthony Davis much more willing to come here than go there.
All right, so there's this four-point line. Mike Gorman.
I don't know why I'm getting made fun of. I mean, it's on the two teams have. I'll read you the article. It's not uncommon for Golden State Warriors star Stephen Curry to pull up from the logo, but he's not the only one around the league trying to stretch the court. According to ESPN.com's Malika Andrews, the Philadelphia 76ers, Atlanta Hawks, Brooklyn Nets, Chicago Bulls, and Milwaukee Bucks are among the teams that have practiced with some variation of a four-point line. We are all thieves. It is a copycat league. I look at it as a compliment that other people value that. Atlanta has painted a four-point line 5 feet behind the three-point line on its practice court. Conveniently, that approach fits the style of 2018 fifth overall pick Trae Young, who stands at 6'2", 180 pounds. By the way, I'm 6'2", and at one point, 219 pounds. I would always try to extend my range further and farther because I wasn't getting much taller. The farther I shoot, people weren't expecting that. Okay, maybe it's a theoretical line that to take deeper shots. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't think the NBA can afford to screw with the game. No. They did with a three-point line. It took a while for people to get used to it. It probably was, in retrospect, a good idea, but that doesn't mean a four-point line is a better idea.
That Antoine Walker saying, I was born 20 years too early.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Ricky Davis, holy cow.
All right. No. I mean, you know, you can try to dismiss something, but, I mean, teams are doing it, and we'll see where it goes.
I will look into that, Fred, and when we talk again in the new year, I will have talked to a couple of coaches and see whether anybody's serious about this.
Yeah. I mean, like to, you know.
I'll go out and do the legwork to back up your argument.
Yeah, I'm not arguing it. I'm just saying I've read about it. I'm saying that, you know, some people evolve and some people change. And, you know, people poo-pooed the telegraph. And now we're all, we're talking on the phone. All right, Michael.
Did you know any of those folks?
With the telegraph?
With the telegraph, yeah.
Yeah, Wallach. All right. Well, listen, Mike Gorman, have a wonderful Christmas and a very happy new year. Sorry that you have to work on Christmas, and sorry that it's such a crappy time at 5:30. But we always appreciate you.
The NBA puts all these games on Christmas Day, and I can't imagine too many families that go like, "Hey, it's Christmas Day. Let's sit in front of the TV for 8 hours and watch Denver play." I don't know. I don't get it.
I do. It's the fish tank. It's on in the background.
Yeah, I don't watch it either.
It is a fish tank. That's I like that. Okay, I'm stealing that one. That's good.
All right. Fish tank. Mike Gorman, thank you
for the gift.
What?
Thank you for the gift, the fish tank.
Hey, listen, that's the kind of great stuff that you get on our show.
All right. Mike Gorman, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Have a great holiday, guys.
Hey, thanks, Mike. You too.
Same. All right, here we go. It's Nick Jabelli with the headlines.
95 Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics are back at the Garden tonight as they play against the Phoenix Suns. Here's Brad Stevens giving an update on Al Horford.
Al's feeling better, getting better. Won't play tomorrow. Reassess pretty much every day right now. And
go from there. Did not practice today.
You can catch the game on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell will have the call. Pre-game begins at 7. Pro Bowl rosters are in, and Tom Brady and Stephon Gilmore are the only Patriots players selected.
Someone's shaking and baking over here.
I am shaking like hell.
Now, is that your medical condition?
No, it's not. That... it's just me, my nerves.
Because you're not doing a bad job.
I know.
You incorporated audio?
Just yep. Don't think about the words that are coming out of your mouth as you're saying them.
Okay.
Do not overthink things.
Okay. This is Tom Brady's 14th selection to the Pro Bowl. Chargers led the charge. With 7 selection, including Philip Rivers, Melvin Gordon, and Keenan Allen. In other NFL news, Todd Gurley is day-to-day with inflammation in his knee, which led the Rams to sign free agent running back C.J. Anderson. Finally, the Red Sox have signed righty Zach Putman to a minor league deal. Putman was a reliever for the White Sox, but missed all of last season due to Tommy John surgery. Sports Hub headlines. Do I do the headlines?
You have to do the sponsor?
You have to do the sponsor.
Yeah. All right. Sports Hub headlines are driven by Acura of Peabody's season of performance sales event. Get a 2019 all-wheel drive Acura. I am shaking so hard right now.
Okay. Dude, why did you stop during the read?
Driven by Acura Peabody's season of performance sales event. Get a 2019 all-wheel drive Acura MDX luxury crossover for just $305 a month for 36 months. AcuraPVD.com. I'm Nick Jamelli from your home for Boston Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update is in 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah!
Wonder if Nick could take one of those 36-month leases without risking burdening his family with 24 months of lease.
Crazy. Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Doesn't sell drugs like they're on an equal plane?
Yes.
All right. Who is this?
Take a guess. I mean, this is... You used to be able to drive into, like, from the airport in the ATL and see a billboard.
It's a So-So Deaf?
Without a doubt. It's one of the premier acts of the So-So Deaf organization, the Quad City DJs.
Them, the people that did the train?
No, that's 95 South, I believe.
No. The Quad City DJs, and we call it the train. We're the Quad City DJs.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is the Quad City DJs, yep. And this is one that they did, and they had, like, these backup singers. And then there was 95 South. They were Tootsie Roll, right? Yeah, they were Tootsie Roll, Cotton Candy, Sweet to Go.
Yeah,
that's 69 Boys.
That was all ripped off, by the way, from Miami Bass, which was the great songs such as Ho Fight. That went on.
69 Boys, that's right. They were Tootsie Roll, and they were, oh, God, they had, like, one other hit. They had The Train. That's the 69 Boys. They call it The Train. Doo-doo. And then there was Come On, Ride That Train. That's the Quad City DJs.
It's Quad City DJs, and then we call it The Train. Come On, Ride That Train.
69 Boys also, hit kitty, kitty, hit kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, kitty, kitty.
Yeah. That doesn't resonate as much.
I thought I saw a pooty tat.
Yeah, they're Miami Bass.
They start, for some reason, I'm getting them all mixed up. Well, I'm wondering if it's because every song sounds the same.
I mean, then there comes, you know, like the Stairway to Heaven of Miami Bass, which was...
My Boo?
Of course, My Boo's a good song.
My Boo's all right. I don't mind that.
No, My Boo is... But that's not Miami Bass.
I think of you.
That's So-So Deaf. No, that's So-So Deaf, which is Atlanta. No, Miami Bass, it gave us the classic Ho Fight.
Oh, Dance Too Much Booty in the Pants. That is Miami Bass. Dance okay. Too Much Booty in the Pants.
Because you just put like 8 bazookas in the back of your car. And just let Miami Bays ride.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and you hear about the Ho Fight and everything else that was going on. It was like watching the news. You know how NWA always said it, you know, we're just reporting what's going on in the streets? I mean, that was just whoever it was reporting what was going on.
That's what it was.
They had witnessed a Ho Fight, according to themselves, and
it needed to be talked about.
Well, that was like, you know, Jack Edwards was...
Candy, sweet and low. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the front, to the front, to the back, to the back. Now dip, baby, dip. Come on, let's dip, baby, dip. Baby.
That's sort of dip, very ribald, as he likes to say. Baby, be listening baby, tomorrow dip. Morning at 7:30 and 90 and 9:30.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
This that's isn't as funny as it seemed at the time. But
you know what it was, though?
Pants, too much booty in the pants. Pants, too much booty in the pants.
All right, be listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 and 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on the Buffalo Bills this Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium, which I'm not convinced they win. That's coming up tomorrow morning at 7:30 and 9:30. All right, Joe Haggerty has a very original idea of driving around in a car with hockey players in it. Now, by the way, Corbin did not introduce this. I've been going on for a long time, and getting coffee with comedians or whatever, Seinfeld show.
Right, you're talking about the James Corden thing, yeah.
No, but coffee with is the Seinfeld thing. That's
yeah, you called him Corbin.
No,
and
Corbin's
I was immediately thinking
it.
Of the teacher or the pitcher for Major League.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad I said his name wrong.
Corbin
because
Burnson.
it doesn't need to be spoken of.
But listen, anything that involves Brad Marchand and mm-hmm. him just kind of busting balls, I'm A-okay with, because he's right. an expert at it.
And then, strangely enough, all the stuff he probably said about Haggerty has been edited out, because I have to imagine that a good chunk of it that was just going from his hair down to his toes, making fun of him. But here is what Marchand had to say with Joe Haggerty, as Joe Haggerty drove his 1984 Ford Escape around.
What's up, Brad?
How
you doing? Oh, that was a wonderful right. entrance. It's like you've done it a million times. Come on in.
This is the holiday edition of the pickup, so okay. I'm going to get some Christmas-themed questions for you.
All right.
Some gifts in mind that you would give some of your teammates.
I'd give Pass a set of teeth. If you guys didn't need that right now. But,
you don't like the Dumb and Dumber look?
I mean, He makes way too much now not to fix that, right? Also, get Kretsch. Get Kretsch O'Hare plugs.
Oh, Jesus.
Starting to fade away on him. I just get I get Patrice like a Superman cape. I mean, he's essentially a Superman.
There you go.
Get Jake some clippers. He desperately needs to shave the back of his neck.
Well, I got a hairy neck too, so I hear you.
Yeah, he looks like Wolverine.
would you give any of your teammates coal in the stocking?
Coal?
Yeah. I know back in the day you probably would have said Chris Kelly would have gotten coal.
I'd say a grumpy guy. Chucky McAvoy, just because the kid always seemed to find himself in trouble just being late for everything. All right, you get him a clock.
There you go.
A watch. That kid is late for everything. I've never seen someone late for more planes and bus rides and meetings than that kid.
Anybody now on the team that would make a good Santa?
Chucky's got the same body as Santa.
I never thought about McAvoy as being fat, but if you look at his face, I mean, that for an elite athlete, I mean, he is. Hockey has a weird way of sneaking up on you with that. Like, Phil Kessel is very quick and elusive and nifty.
Yeah.
But Kessel, when you look at him, you're just like, how the hell are you a professional athlete?
Right. Well, McAvoy, you know, I never really thought of it that way, but maybe it's just that he's taking over for Tomas Cabrera with just the Thomas Doe face. It wasn't really like, because he's not fat, but I can see what he's saying by maybe just a little, you know, doughy. Remember Cabrera just kind of just had that face?
It was like pudding face. He would have a helmet on and it would scrunch everything up.
It is kind of funny. I didn't realize that he was late for a ton of things.
If you're the future of the organization, I suppose that there's a couple of things that I garnered from that is that McAvoy is important enough that they hold him not accountable for anything. And number two is that Patrice Bergeron is just loved by everybody.
Right. Like, just please, like, when he's gone, everything just falls apart.
But if you listen to these guys, all of them, and everyone around the league talk about him, because I'll say it again, is that Bergeron is the one athlete in town. I mean, I'm 43, almost 44 years old. I'm not going around idolizing guys. But with my children, I say, look at Bergeron, because I saw him. If you go to practice and you see him in practice and you see his skill set, like when he wants to, like when they're just doing like offensive stuff and he can skate around and do stuff he doesn't normally do in games, you know, like big jukes and things like that, he's better than everyone. And so the idea that he's, you know, he has the discipline enough not to just do that all the time and to be a facilitator and to be as disciplined as he is on defense is quite amazing. In fact, you can go to, everyone can go to a practice. Just go to Warrior and watch Bergeron because it's really something. Who was the fourth liner, what you guys, that fourth liner when Chiarelli was paying everyone $5 million to be a fourth liner? Who is super fast?
Oh, black hair.
Yes.
What's his name? Who's that?
I can't remember, but he
super fast. Yeah, but like he was known like, to smoke anyone.
Yeah, like Sagan was slow next to him.
Like 3 years ago, he got traded or didn't get re-signed.
I don't know. He's probably not even still in the league, but he had a couple huge plays. But if you went to practice and saw that guy skate and skate next to Sagan, he blew Sagan out of the water. And Bergeron looked more skilled than Sagan.
Oh, what the hell is his name? I'm looking. I'm seeing
Ryder?
His face. No. It was not Ryder. It was
Belvedere.
Black hair.
The skipper.
Yes, it was
Gilligan.
Gilligan, or
I'll never remember. Anyway, my advice to you is
end of your brain farts.
If you have any time during the day to watch a practice, it was Payet.
Yep, Daniel Payet. That's him. Thank you very much.
Thank you to Be Real for texting that information. It was Daniel Payet. But if you get a chance, yes, I understand.
Was that a you're welcome?
That was...
the whoop whoop.
I don't know. But, yeah, if you ever get a chance to go to a Bruins practice, they're free. And you can go and see these guys, and especially Bergeron, and see what kind of skills that they bring that maybe you can't see during an average game. All right, we will be back. And, Rich... James Dolan is talking about selling the New York Knicks. Okay, Be Real, I get it. All right, he's talking about selling the Knicks, but he has another passion that he can go and explore.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
Bend the wrench. Bend the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.